Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Happy, happy, happy Tuesday. Look around you. Look at your surroundings. Look at your environment, wherever you are, and find one thing that you can say, God, I thank you. It may be your ability to just get up and walk. It may be your ability to be able to judge right from wrong. Whatever it is in your environment, whether you are at work, in your home, with your family, in the grocery store, you can find something to give God praise and thanks for. Because no matter what God does for us, or what he decides not to do, he is still and forever will be worthy of praises and honor and worship that is due to him. Not due to our parents, not due to our grandparents because they helped found it, the church building, not because their name is engraved on a plaque outside of the church wall, not that, not our significant others, not our children, not our pastors, but God is the only one supreme, the only supreme God. In my mind, in my heart, he's the only supreme God that deserves all praises, all glory, all honor for us to bow down. Those of us that can get down on our knees and lay out in the floor and sprawl out and cry and thank him for all of the things that he has done. He is the only one who is deserving of that type of praise and worship. And that is good news, because that should lessen the load, lessen the burden, take some weights off of our shoulders for people who we have put in God's place because they did something to bless us 6 months ago, or because they did something 10 years ago, and you are held bound and captive to this person because they did something for you. Learn how to thank people graciously for what they have done, and do not let that linger, because before you know it, you will have made that person an idol and set them on a pedestal. And God says that he would have no other God before him. So this morning, I just wanted to start off with that. And then I want to say to anyone who listened to my podcast on yesterday, and I talked about when the church is doing too much, and I made a mistake. I gave you, instead of me saying 2023, I said 2003. I was excited about giving you my testimony, and I just said the wrong year. So if you listened to my podcast on yesterday and I said 2003, I really meant to say 2023. And really we're in 24, but you know, the year is still brand new. So charge it to my head and not to my heart. And I pray that that podcast helped you in some kind of way, that you are not one of the ones who that has gotten stuck someplace, and you know that God is nudging at your heart. He's been speaking to you that something about the surroundings that you are in is not giving him glory. You know deep down on the inside that it's been a waste of precious time. So I won't deal with yesterday's podcast anymore, but I will give you one more way that you can know that the church is doing too much. And then I'm just going to move forward to my words of encouragement that I have for you today. So follow up from yesterday. One more way that you can know that the church is doing too much: when technology has taken over the church. Technology has become the god of the church within the body of believers. When it is more important to make sure that the technology and the way that things run, we should do everything decently and in order. We want to give God our best. But when you find yourself in a place where technology has taken the place of God, then you know that the church is doing too much. Well, Keisha, expound on that. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to suggest to you this. Pray and ask God to show you when technology has taken over the church, or it is slowly taking over the church. Is technology good to use? Yes, it is. But sometimes I agree with the older saints when they say, no, we're not doing too much with these computers. I have found myself to agree with them from time to time. And I believe that they really know deep down inside that eventually that technology, that computer business, it's going to take over the church, and it is going to take God's place. So can technology take the place of God? We know that it shouldn't, but it can if we are not careful about how we utilize it. Don't make technology a God. Don't make technology your God. Again, I say this in humility. Please hear my heart. Because we are living in a day and a time where every and anything goes, and we're calling it God. We're sugarcoating it. You know, we're saying, well, you know what, girl, don't you worry about that, because they're doing that over there in Oklahoma. Or, girl, did you hear about over there in New Jersey where they're doing so and so and so and so? And God is slowly being taken off the front line. He's slowly being placed on the back burner. And in some places, God ain't got, they done put him in the closet and locked the door and threw away the key. So please be careful that these things that God gives us access to, like technology, please don't let technology, don't bow down to technology. Don't do it. Well, Keisha, expound more. Pray and ask God to show you when technology is slowly taking God's place, because it can happen. I have seen it happen. I've seen it happen. Don't let a Starbucks, don't let a McDonald's in your church, don't let that become your God. Don't let that be the reason why you go in fellowship, is because now we got a Starbucks, now we got a McDonald's, now we got an ATM machine in the church. And before you know it, what has the church turned into? A social club. And God is slowly taken out of the equation. Is it a sin to have a Starbucks in a church? I'm sure that it's, well, I won't say sure, but I don't think that it's a sin to have a Starbucks. But because we are in this human flesh, we have to keep the flesh under subjection. We have to master our flesh and not our flesh master us. When we invite people to our church, the first thing you say should not be, oh, girl, we got a Starbucks in our church now. Oh, you know, we got an ATM machine in our church now. Because if that person is not really walking with the Lord and has the ability to hear God's voice and be able to discern what's God and what is not, they'll say, oh, girl, I'm going to come to your church because you got an ATM machine. Not, oh, girl, you said your pastor preaches the word of God. You said that he prays over people and people are being delivered. That is the testimony that we should want to give. Not all of this stuff that we that we have access to, that those are the things that, those are the reasons why people are flocking to churches. I saw on social media, it's supposed to be a church, but it is an actual club. It is a club. You walk into, it is a club scene. The lights are all off and you hear the music bumping and you see people dancing and, you know, and you hear a person say, I told you this was like a club. We have taken the statement, well, you know, we have to do whatever we need to do to win people for Christ. The last time I checked, the word of God was so powerful and so profound, it cuts like a two-edged sword. The word of God is like fire. So we don't need all of this stuff that's coming into the church. We don't need that to win people. Yeah, we need to meet people where they are, But when we see that they are at a place where they need deliverance, we don't need to bring in all of this worldly stuff thinking that we have to win them over. That is my opinion. That is my opinion. And I am certain that if God wants me to know different, he will show you. He will show me. And I am humbled enough to know that there are some things that God wants to teach us over again, and he wants to show us his way. So if you're thinking wrong, or if I'm thinking wrong, God will lead us in the right direction if that's what he deems necessary to do. So I said that out of love and out of just sympathy for people who are bound. And I say it because I want as many people to be touched by the word of God, not by a person, but by God using that vessel. So I'm honored to be a vessel that God would see something about me that's worthwhile. And he said, you know, I know you got a few bumps and a few bruises, and I know that there have been some times that you have missed my voice, but in your heart, you really want to serve me. So guess what? I am going to use you to speak to my people. So now, what I want to encourage you about today is not letting anyone discourage you from serving God. Let me tell you my testimony, and I am going to try to keep this very, very brief. I am the type of person, I want everybody to be happy. I want everybody to like me. I want everybody to be pleased with me. And if I am in a group setting, if I'm at work, if I'm at church, you know, if I'm involved in something in the community, and women, and there are women that's involved, I want those women to like me. I want those women to see that I am here to serve you. I am here to help you with whatever it is God has put on your heart. But God had to calm me down. And he said, Keisha, everybody's not going to like you. And I just found that kind of hard to believe, because I'm like, but I'm easy to get along with. And I let people know that I'm here to help. I'm here to support. I'm here to love. What is it that I can do to help you? And so who wouldn't want someone like that in their circle? And again, God said, Keisha, everybody's not going to like you. And so what I have done for the biggest part of my life is I've reached out to people, and I have invited people out to eat. I've invited people to, you know, come sit with me, let's talk, or whatever it is, out to eat, let's sit, let's talk, or whatever, you know, the thing was that I used to draw closer to that person or that group of people. And, you know, God had me to stop. Early this morning, I couldn't sleep, and he had me to stop and think about how many times you reached out to this person. You invited them somewhere. And God said, now think about how many times they invited you somewhere. And God wasn't talking about to church, because church is open to everybody. But how many times has that person reached out to you to come on, let's sit down. Let's get to know each other. Let's, you know, let's go walking around the park, or let's go, you know, let's just go sit and let's just talk, and you tell me your pros and cons and your positives and negatives and what makes you tick and what brings you joy. How many times has this person done the same thing to you? And I counted at least 4 to 5 different times that I invited this person. And God said, now, how many times has that person done the same thing? And I was like, wow. And it was like either a low number, or either it was, I think I want to say it was like 0. And so does that make this person a bad person? No, it doesn't. But God had to speak to me and say, I want you to stand back. I want you to stop. And I want you to take your focus off of trying to win this person and put them in a space in your life where they are apparently, they don't have the same agenda as you for the relationship. And I thought to myself, I said, could it be that this person really just doesn't like me? Really just, I won't say like, I'll say particularly care to really get to know me and be a friend to me. And I really think in my heart that the answer is no, because what we have a passion for, and it doesn't even have to be a passion, what is important to us, we're going to make it known. And it's not going to take no 2 or 3 years, no 5 or 6 years, if you want to be a friend to someone. So let me say to you today, if there is someone or a group of people that you have been pursuing and you feel like you're running into a wall, could it be that God is saying, I want you to step back? That person is not even thinking about you. That person is not even concerned with trying to get to know you. They're not even concerned with you being their sister in Christ or their brother in Christ. I'm not saying that that person is a bad person. No, I'm just saying that that person doesn't, they're not thinking like you're thinking. Yeah, you want to get to know them, but that's not on their agenda. It's not on their agenda. And if you probably ask them, they will probably say, oh, well, you know, I've been praying about that. When they probably haven't even been, because you'll know a tree by the fruit that it bears. I didn't say that. The word of God says it. So I want to encourage you today that if it is a relationship that you are pursuing and you know that you have said, I feel like I'm chasing my tail, I feel like I keep walking into a brick wall, it is okay for God to tell you to step back. And if that person wants to be your friend and get to know you and create that bond with you, like you want to create a bond with them, guess what? You're going to come together. You're going to come together and you're going to be able to gel, and I am going to get the glory. So sit back, pray, think about your life. If it's some person that you feel like all those things I just said, it is okay for God to tell you to step back, because where God removes that person, the right person's going to come. That sister in Christ that God wants you to be connected with, God's going to send that right person. And I say this in humility. You'll always hear me say humility. Use the word humility, because there's too much pride. There's too much self. There's too much look at me. It's too much of people walking around with their chest stuck out and their shoulders squared in pride. So I am humbled that God would speak to me early this morning and show me those things. And he spoke to me a few weeks ago. He said, this right here, you're not going to do no more. You're going to be who I called you to be, but you're going to love them at a distance, because they've been loving you at a distance. People say, I want to get to know you, but you will know a tree by the fruit that it bears. So I hope that has encouraged you. I'm thankful that God loves us enough that when we are on the wrong track, when we're on the wrong path, he lovingly points things out. And the good thing about God is that when God is showing us to disconnect from a person or a group of people, God doesn't say bash them over the head. God doesn't say curse them. He doesn't say condemn them. He tells you that that person, I created them and I care about them just like I care about you. I love them just like I love you. I'm not telling you that this person is a bad person, that they're bad for you. No, I love them too, and I want the very best for them just like I do for you. But that is not the person that I want you to pursue a relationship with. That is not the group of people that I want you to be connected to. I need you over here, because there's somebody over here that needs you just the way that you are. And guess what? You're going to pour into them and they're going to pour into you. And it's not going to be all of this, you know, well, you looked at me the wrong way, or, well, I didn't really mean anything, or, you know, we have to get to a point to where we're able to move past that. But it's going to take the two parties being on the same page. You can't always be too busy. You can't always be, you know, tied up doing something, because what you have a desire for, we're going to see it. We're going to see it come out of your heart, and we're going to be able to see the fruit behind it. So please be encouraged this morning. Look at your life. And if you have been wasting time, like you're taking a cup and you're just pouring the water out of it on the floor, just wasting good water, good H2O. You're wasting time. You're wasting moments. You're wasting energy into something or someone that God is just sitting looking saying, when you get tired of chasing this, I'm going to be right here to show you where it is that I wanted you to be 3 years ago, 10 years ago. So this is good news. This is good news, because that means that there is always grace to get in place when we open up our hearts to hear what God has to say. You all be blessed. Know that it is my honor to pour into you as God has poured into me. Be kind to somebody today, just because, not because you get along with that person, not because they're your bestie. Think outside of the box. Go and love on somebody that you know is hard to love. Go and bless somebody with lunch. You don't have to go broadcast it to everybody. Do it as you are doing it for an audience of one, and that one is God. Do everything as you are doing it unto God. If you're going to buy lunch for somebody, that person that you know is hard to get along with, just when you're going to buy the food, say, God, I'm doing this as I am doing it unto you. God, I'm doing this like nobody else is looking but you. And when you begin to, when you keep saying that and you keep saying it, you'll turn around and it'll be a part of your lifestyle. It'll be a part of who you are. And that will be how you function and operate. So this is good news this morning. Please pass this podcast to one person that you know needs that encouragement. They need to know that they've been wasting their time. Not that the person is an evil or wicked person, but God is just saying that leave that alone. You're wasting time. If that person wants to be friends to you, they are going to reach out to you and want you and commune with you just as much as you want to sit down to lunch with them. Want to go walking around the park with them. This is good news. Good news. It's going to lift some burdens. It's going to take some weight off of you and I, because then we'll be able to have that open space for God to send that person, that sister in Christ, that brother in Christ, that should have been there the whole time. Better, greater. It is sooner, not later. Surrender your life to Christ. If you've backslidden, just go somewhere. Get quiet and say, God, I messed up. I messed up, but I want to come back. And come back in humility. And God is so loving and kind and forgiving. He's not like man. God forgives and he forgets it. But we say we forgive, but in the back of our minds, we always tuck it in and fold it up and put it away, because just in case, that just in case. Don't forgive somebody and keep that just in case. Forgive and let go. Until next time, I love you all. Bye-bye.